Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. As we begin this new year, the coronavirus pandemic's heartbreaking toll on our state continues. According to the California Department of Public Health's most recent numbers, nearly 2,400,000 people have tested positive for COVID in the state, and more than 26,000 have died from the virus. And because of heavy holiday travel, health experts predict a spike in infections in the coming days and weeks. Appearing on Face the Nation yesterday, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti warned against complacency as coronavirus vaccines slowly start to roll out.
This is a virus that preys off of our weakness, preys off of our exhaustion. We still have these tough months, and I think the vaccine has made everybody so hopeful that they can relax their behavior. We cannot let up. This is the darkest month we will have, the toughest moment when both our country, its government, and the nation, our people, will be tested.
And officials say the pandemic is pushing hospitals in the state to the brink of catastrophe. In response, the governor's office has deployed over 1,200 medical workers to help. But is that enough? Here's KQED's Marco Seiler Gonzalez.
The extra staff includes more than 800 contract workers. But those workers are from the same pool that a lot of hospitals around the state already pull from to get extra help.
It's not like it's a magical extra pool that the state has.
James Williams is the director of the Emergency Operations Center for Santa Clara County.
You know, a lot of it, I fear, is resource shifting where, you know, there's much broader need.
Bottom line, medical workers are stretched thin on all fronts. Williams says the state will send those contract workers where hospitals are most overwhelmed, like San Joaquin Valley and Southern California. In a press release, the Office of Emergency Services said these healthcare workers will help ensure adequate staffing at hospitals, nursing homes, and other medical facilities. For the California Report, I'm Marco Seiler Gonzalez in Oakland.
In Lake Tahoe, ski resorts are grappling with how to handle the stay-at-home orders during what should be their busiest season. KQED's Kate Wolf reports.
Last week, stay-at-home orders were extended for another 3 weeks for the greater Sacramento region due to low ICU capacity and rising coronavirus case numbers. Since vacationers aren't allowed to stay overnight, some Tahoe resorts are now recommending visitors take day trips instead. John Slaughter is the director of marketing for Sugar Bowl Resort in North Lake Tahoe.
We're expecting guests that are just going to be coming up for the day, enjoy the outdoors, have a blast. I mean, the snow's great, the weather's been beautiful, but then you're going to stay together and then you're going to head back home after that.
Although the state is discouraging non-essential travel, public health officials have encouraged residents to get outside. Slaughter says Sugar Bowl has no plans to close.
We feel like skiing and snowboarding is a safe and healthy outdoor alternative, and we want to make sure that we're here to offer that.
Slaughter says the resort has closed many indoor spaces, limited capacity, and requires pre-booking for all guests. For the California Report, I'm Kate Wolf.
Los Angeles County's new progressive district attorney, George Gascon, is having troubles with his rank-and-file prosecutors. The union that represents hundreds of prosecutors in his office has sued Gascon. The union alleges that changes to the office championed by the DEA defy state law and force prosecutors to violate their oaths of office. The central issue in the dispute is Gascon's directive to not pursue enhancements to sentences for many defendants, which the DEA argues only drives up recidivism. The prosecutors' union says deputy DAs should be able to pursue enhanced sentencing on a case-by-case basis. And longtime California cannabis activist Steve D'Angelo is leaving Harborside, one of the first 6 licensed medical cannabis dispensaries in the country. D'Angelo co-founded the Oakland-based dispensary in 2006. The nonprofit was one of the first to support cannabis education for seniors, veterans, and families with severely ill children. D'Angelo said in a statement that he plans to continue to focus on environmental issues and opportunities in the legal cannabis industry. And the new year means new state laws take effect. Many of them are COVID-related. Here's KQED's Guy Margiotti talking about one involving the virus and workplace safety.
This new law going into effect is a requirement for companies to notify their employees within 24 hours if there's been a COVID-19 exposure in the workplace. We've heard about poultry plants, food warehouses, having large outbreaks and not always having a lot of transparency for their workers that it happened. So this new law gives California regulators the ability to basically shut down a workplace that's become a COVID-19 hazard and makes it easier for regulators to issue citations.
And many Californians will also see a bump in their paychecks in 2021 and the ability to take more family leave. Again, here's Guy.
Top of mind with a new year is a new minimum wage. It will go to $13 an hour, $14 for larger companies. And there was some doubt this would even happen. You know, the recession triggered this ability for Governor Gavin Newsom to suspend the increase. He ultimately decided to go ahead with it. The other big workplace change is this huge expansion of family leave in 2021. So nearly all Californians will be able to take 12 weeks of job protected leave. You know, if they need to take care of a newborn, a family member, that qualification for a family member will now include a grandparent or a grandchild, and this leave law will now cover workers at any business with 5 or more employees.
That was KQED politics reporter Guy Margiotti. And here are some other new laws on the books. Police officers can no longer use chokeholds while making arrests. Former inmates who worked as prison camp firefighters can have their records expunged and parole waived. App-based food delivery services must obtain permission from restaurants before delivering their food. And the retail sale of dogs and cats is no longer allowed, but shelter groups can offer pets for adoptions in stores. And that's the California Report for Monday, January 4th, 2021. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. If you want more news from around the state, check out our daily podcast. It includes stories from both of our newscasts. You can also visit our website. Just search for the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering professional-grade financial tools and objective advice from a fiduciary, personalcapital.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, focused on finding exceptional people and helping them do more for others together, on the web at schmidtfutures.com, and Water Heaters Only, specializing in the repair and replacement of water heaters since 1968, licensed and insured, open 24 hours a day, every day. Learn more at waterheatersonly.com.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul, for 30 years, or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out the Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!